time again for Birds in the News. The National Audubon Society has released the first national State of the Birds report documenting the health and abundance of North America's birds. Appearing in the October issue of Audubon magazine, the State of the Birds paints a disturbing picture. Almost 30% of North America's birds are in significant decline. The overall state of the birds shows 70% of grassland species are in statistically significant declines. 36% of shrubland birds are declining significantly. 25% of forest bird species are declining significantly. 13% of wetland bird species are declining significantly. And 23% of bird species in urban areas are declining significantly. According to the State of the Birds, these declines are abnormal. Not part of the natural cyclical rise and fall in bird populations, statistically significant declines are due to outside factors such as loss of native grasslands, overgrazing, development of wetlands, bad forest management, invasive species, pollution, and poor land use decisions. Audubon President John Flicker said, like the canary in the coal mine warning the miner of danger ahead, birds are an indicator of environmental and human health. Birds signal that we are at risk next. Flicker went on to say, people created these problems, and people can solve them if we act now. Audubon Washington's report card on environmental education in Washington State shows environmental education boosts student test scores. Students involved in environmental education scored higher on standardized tests than students with more conventional schooling, according to a report written by Audubon Washington and released yesterday by the Environmental Education Association of Washington. Environmental education, an approach that uses nature to teach the three R's, is offered both in schools and in non-formal settings such as zoos, parks, aquariums, and nature centers. And according to National Audubon, the answer to long lines at the polls is to be birding. Like millions of other Americans who will stream to the polls today, Audubon members are likely to face unprecedented long lines and waits. Unlike most Americans, however, our birding skills will give us an edge in tolerating these long lines. At many polling stations, lines may stretch out the door, forcing people to wait outside in what could be damp, cold weather. For many, this will be a major annoyance. For birders, however, this will present an opportunity to observe the local bird life and maybe even pick up a species or two, at least for an annual or local list. We can even create a new Election Day list and work on it as the line slowly moves toward the door. We're used to standing around in the cold and wet. Birders who find themselves under a roof but in a long line can still make time pass quickly by putting their birding skills to use. Simply put, we birders like to count things. Of course, there aren't any birds indoors, at least not in most places, but we can still use our creativity to find new things to count while waiting in line. Think of the people in line, the people working at the polls, and the numerous voter challengers and lawyers at the polls as birds in unusual plumage. Create a classification system for these species, such as those with overcoats, those without, those dressed for work, those dressed for play, people wearing only primary colors, people wearing plaids, etc. Create whatever system you like, then start your new Election Day indoor life list. The minutes or hours will fly by. As we all know, birding by ear is just as important as birding by eye. As lines stretch longer and longer and more voter challengers and lawyers gum up the works, you will doubtless hear a wide variety of calls from those waiting in line. These can be classified and counted as well, such as sighs, cries of frustration, and of course curses, and their subspecies, mainly blasphemy, sex acts, and scatology. We can count anything. So birders, hold your heads up high and march to the polls with pride. Greet long lines not as an annoyance, but as an opportunity. No one can cope better than a birder. Get out and do your part to ensure that the candidates you support, whoever they may be, get your support no matter how long the line is. That was the National Audubon Society, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.